This is Sundays with Bishop Ken, a weekly podcast brought to you by the publishers of Little Books of the Diocese of Saginaw. Each Sunday in Ordinary Time, we bring you the Gospel and one of Bishop Ken's homilies shared by a member of our faith community. Our Sunday prayer during the seasons of Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter will be from our Little Books Reflections for that season. Our Little Books Reflections are also available in a pocket-sized booklet on Kindle and Audible and the Little Books app. Thanks for being with us today, and pray with us again soon.
Welcome back. It's December 14th, the third Sunday of Advent, also known as Gaudete Sunday. The eighth-day Jewish feast of Hanukkah also begins today. We begin our time today by reflecting on the life of Yosef Kassab. Known for his spiritual gifts, devotion to the Virgin Mary, humility, and miracles of healing, Father Nematula, called the Saint of Kefaphon during his lifetime, spent his life in prayer and in service as a Maronite monk during two civil wars. Born in 1808 in Hardin, Lebanon, Yosef Kassab al-Hirdini joined the Lebanese Maronite Order in 1828. The Maronite Church is an Eastern Catholic Church in full communion with the Pope in Rome. He took the name Nematula, the grace of God. Father Nematula was a humble and holy man, devoted to prayer and to his fellow monks. He often stayed awake all night to pray before the Blessed Sacrament. On Christmas Day in 1933, Nematula was ordained a priest. Once, when teaching, Father Nematula had a premonition that a wall was going to fall. He moved his students away from the wall just before it collapsed. None of them were injured. On another occasion, Father Nematula prayed over the monastery's near empty donation box, and it soon overflowed with food. By asking for Father Nematula's intercession, many have experienced healing. A blind man gained his sight, and a crippled man was able to walk again. After becoming gravely ill while teaching at the monastery of Kefaphon, Father Nematula died on this day in 1858. He was holding an icon of the Blessed Virgin Mary. On May 16, 2004, St. Pope John Paul II declared Father Nematula a saint. Today is his feast day. Let's move now to our Sunday reflection and hear the words, "No ticket needed." During these days before Christmas, travel is heavy on the roads and in the skies. Many of us think of home at Christmas and want to come home if we can. You can't bring troops home for Christmas, but you can bring home people who feel far away from their families or their church. I'll bet you can think of someone. Sometimes the most important trip we can take is one inside our heart, a return to a church we once called home, or to the people we once called family or friends. This Christmas season, I can take a trip. I don't need a ticket or a reservation, just a willing and sometimes forgiving heart. I just need to open my heart to the open arms of the church and come home for Christmas. This is also a good season to invite those who have left the church to come back home. The Lord has a place for all of us.